fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. Prep tip of the day: work with your team, train with your team, and pray with your team. Hopefully you have a team that you're part of. If you don't, well, that's something I think you need to be working on. All right. This is our roundtable. We'll begin with the first 15 minutes with Leon Green with myself. In about 15 minutes, Steve Ben Noon will join us, and we'll discuss the events of the day, which continue to become more strange and more bizarre with each passing day. A lot of us in the Patriot Committee right now are focusing on the 6th day of January as a day when people, if they can, need to be in Washington, D.C. to attend a rally supporting the president. And if you do go, I would suggest going as a group. I would suggest not parking a motor vehicle that you own or your team, anybody in your team owns, anywhere in Washington, D.C., quite frankly. There's just too much risk involved. One group I know has chartered a bus. The bus will drop off the attendees there at the Capitol Mall first thing in the morning, probably around 6 or 7 a.m., something like that, and then pick them up at the end of the day while the two bus drivers are hanging out in either Maryland or Virginia, which, of course, is right across the river in Virginia. It will be an event. This may be the largest, probably will be the largest rally in Washington, D.C. in decades, possibly since the anti-war moratorium in October 1969, when we had a million men and women show up at that point, at that time. So that's going to be a major event. If you can go, also going to be people east of the Mississippi, obviously quite a few from west of the Mississippi, but it will be a historical event. We're hoping that that will get the attention of the men and women in Congress, United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and help encourage them to do the right thing for the right reasons. Leon, you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Well, Steve Benoon is listening, and he's busy doing on a project right now. He'll be with us here in about 10 minutes or so. Well, Leon, if people go, I'm encouraging them to be prepared to deal with Antifa. If Antifa's smart, they won't go to a location where they'll be outnumbered 20 or 40 or 50 to 1. But they may show up anyway, especially at the fringe edges of this event. These people may be crazy, but they're not stupid. And going someplace where you're not wanted and where you're outnumbered 20 or 40 to 1 would probably not be a wise thing, would it, Leon?
Correct. And I would definitely say there'll be some agent provocateurs from the deep state to do some really stupid things and blame it all on them. So, yeah, I agree with you in that regard.
Well, Antifa members can buy MAGA hats also. I wouldn't be surprised if Antifa people pretended to be Trump supporters and were there just to provocate and cause trouble. I'm suggesting that people that do go, that they have a backpack with appropriate supplies, water, maybe some energy bars, some kind of bump helmet to protect your head, a respirator to protect against gas, leather gloves. Maybe a flashlight might be wise, and a map, of course. Of course, a cell phone, and if you got a group that you're working with, maybe a handheld two-way radios might be handy. But it's important to be in a group and stay in a group and not get separated, isn't it, Leon?
Correct, and I'd also add in that a trauma kit for everybody to carry, because if they get separated, they don't have things like a CAT, combat application tourniquet. Anyone gets injured, it's With a million people, they can only have so many medical people there. So it'd be right. horrible right. for someone to get hurt that they would bleed out and die before that could happen.
Right. Yeah, I'm actively discouraging women from going. Obviously, a lot of women will go. But ladies, if you do go, I would make sure that you're in the company of a large group of mostly men so that you can be protected. I hope that this event next week is a fun and safe event for everybody that goes. But this is not 1969. This is not Woodstock. This is a whole different era, different people with different agendas. Many of these agendas we've seen the last 10, 11 months are ready to use violence at the drop of a hat, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And when I think about the idea of doing that, just, you know, have the radios and, like, you know, the Baofeng or any kind of, you know, point-to-point line-of-sight radio with you, or have that on you at all times. And then I'd also have backup locations. So even the bus, if there is a riot, to have locations that you have as, you know, the primary and secondary and even a tertiary pickup, because if things go south, you aren't stranded there, and now you're trying to take an Uber out of a city that'd be ludicrous, and they may just, if they really get bad, they just shut down the entire phone system, like what happened in Nashville this weekend, so people can communicate that way as well. So have backups and actually have them written down on maps and have a map of the city so you know how to get around, because most people don't live in D.C., and it's pretty convoluted. I was there 4 years ago and driving around. You know, when everything is easy, you know, when all the lights are working, it's easy. But when you have any kind of chaos like that, it's going to be quite convoluted, especially if you're on foot.
Well, I believe it was a French civil engineer that designed the street layout of Washington, D.C., with the intent of making it a defendable position in the terms of 18th century warfare tactics and techniques. So it's laid out with that in mind. If you understand the layout, it's actually pretty easy to get around. But without a map and without that knowledge, it could be pretty confusing, couldn't it?
Yes, sir. And I didn't hear your prepper trip of the day this morning. Maybe I missed that part.
Prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, train with your team, and pray with your team.
Oh, and pray with your team. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so used to, you know, we've been doing this for so many years. You know, sometimes I you know, I just take it for granted that you will always do that. So, yes, I agree with you. That's the first time I've heard you say that, pray with the team, because, yes, in these times, we're going to need as much help as we can get. And divine help is all the best.
Absolutely. That is the most important thing that we can do. Well, the Nashville bombing is major news, as well it should be. There seems to be a growing body of evidence that what the publicly stated scenario is not exactly what happened. I've seen the video of what appears to be possibly a directed energy weapon being used in that event. Another video showing an explosion. The initial explosion was not the RV, but at some distance, 50 or 75 feet away from the RV at a nearby location. That the AT&T building is owned by the same people that own the Dominion Software company, apparently. And that AT&T may have received a contract to do the forensic investigation of the Dominion Software voting machines. A lot of nuances and intrigue here, Leon, aren't there?
Yes, sir. And also, they also have the single patchy like they did with the Atlanta bombing, in which you have one odd man, and they manage to blame it on him. And, you know, they don't have any. They have video of everything. You know, it's just crazy. They use surveillance videos when it's convenient for them, but when they are caught, the police, you know, the camera doesn't work, or the FBI has grabbed all the cameras, like what happened at the Pentagon. Within a couple hours, all 200 cameras were all confiscated, and they've never been released. So they've never been able to see the actual official plane flying there, even though the size is the size of a missile hole. But so what I'm trying to say is that I have seen that contrail. That thermal contrail, you know, within seconds of the impact, and then
right.
The distance of the explosion. And with that, I also had seen some military people talked about it being a thermobaric weapon. And so, yeah, the potential is high, but it's just hilarious that they use the same technique that they did with the Olympics and blame it on one guy. And they say they have DNA and I'm under the bus and now he's dead. So. It seems to be the same SOP. They just do it decades later.
Right, right. You're talking about the where the security officer found the backpack with the explosives in Atlanta.
Correct. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That guy. I mean, the way he was treated was just absolutely criminal. It's just a regular guy trying to do the right thing for the right reasons, and they make him the suspect when there was no evidence of that whatsoever. Basically destroyed his life, but he did get his life back, and he did prevail, didn't he?
Yes, but and it's incredible. I watched all the agencies, ATF, they all, you know, came out and paraded, and they were pretty much, yeah, we have it all wrapped up. Move along. Nothing to see here, peasants. And so when I saw that, it's like they want to have it on Christmas. And being in anti-terrorism, also in the military, one thing that we definitely learned was when they go for terrorism, they want to have the maximum amount of exposure. No one has, with the exception of the IRA, do they ever want to tell people, get away. And so if it was truly a terrorist event, they would be going after, you know, churches and things like that, especially on the major holiday of the year. And what do they do? There's audio recordings of the RV saying, you know, please stay back. This has a bomb in it 15 minutes before the explosion. And then there's recordings of gunshots. So this is, and I have a friend.
Well, it wasn't actual gunshots. It was a recording of gunshots?
Yes, sir. It was a recording.
Really?
Because it played multiple,
I didn't know that
multiple times.
Okay, now that's a pretty piece of the puzzle I was not aware of until just this moment. I thought they were actual gunshots, but it was the same loudspeaker that was giving the warning, put out the gunshots.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the people who listened to them, they said it played multiple times, and the gunshots had the same cadence, the same number of rounds, They just played multiple times, and then 15 or so minutes later, it came up and said, this is about to explode, stay back, evacuate.
Right, and so, right. Well, the gunfire would be to get the attention of the police and get the police there, the recording of gunfire. And then the recording would be to have the police evacuate people so there could be minimal loss of life. Whoever did this was prepared to murder innocent people, obviously. Clearly they were prepared to do that on one hand. On the other, they did also made some effort to try to minimize that or eliminate it. I had a caller last hour who's convinced that this had to do with the music industry, but to the best of my knowledge, there was nothing nearby that would be considered a major part of the Nashville music industry that I'm aware of. How about you, Leon?
Yeah, I have not heard that before, but if they're going to attack the music industry, it seems like it would be much easier to go in Hollywood, where they have a lot more, you know, Sony Records and all the major recording artists are out there. So, yeah, and it because of the proximity to the AT&T, and it was also attached, apparently the NSA and CIA have had some squabbles since since President Trump has been in. And because of that, and this is pretty much another salvo attack, because the NSA was trying to find out more about the forensic, which I find it hard to believe that AT&T would be given a contract for that, when the NSA has much stronger computers, you know, supercomputers. So I don't know why they would export it to a non-approved.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. NSA people at Fort Meade, Maryland, and wherever else they might be, they're kind of scattered around the country now, Atlanta and Utah. These are the best of the best, as far as I know, when it comes to anything connected to computers. You're right. Why would they outsource it to a private company when they already have some of the best brains on the planet working in-house? That doesn't necessarily make much sense to me either. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. We may never know the truth about the Oklahoma City bombing. We may never know the truth about what happened in Nashville a few days ago. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And think about it. Within 2.5 days, they pretty much buttoned it up and said, yeah, if we have a person of interest. You know, they had a picture of the RV, one that looked almost identical to it at a private residence. And they pretty much say, it's over. Move along. Let's go back to COVID.
Right. All right, well, apparently the surveillance video, the RV that they said would blow up, is not the same RV that was owned by the alleged suspect. So it kind of blows that whole thing out of the water, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's correct. And then some of the actors, that, you know, just like they have those crisis actors that have been in multiple. You know, they were at Sandy Hook, they were at Parkland. And so, same person, and you can always tell when you do the ear prints. You know, the ears, many people can change their hair, and there's that one brunette that's all over the world. She's been in all these locations in the Paris attack. And so, when you look at these crisis actors, and who are paid handsomely, and you see their ears, you can actually take a picture of the ear, do scans, and you can see that's the same person, but they are conveniently at, you know, they're during the shooting, they're in Paris, they're in Parkland, and you may be in one, but you're not at all of these places before the attack occurs, unless you had prior knowledge, and therefore it takes away the idea of, oh, these are accidental, you know, these are not false flags.
Right. Right. Absolutely, Leon. A lot of speculation. Steve, you with us now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's get through this break. We'll get back to our discussion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield Devices. I'm so glad I got EMP Shield Devices for my grandson, my daughter, and my son-in-law. They can make that one most important trip of their life to get home when nobody else can. Available at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Ben-Noon. His website is israelinewslive.org. I say again, israelinewslive.org, and he's joining Leon and I. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John and Leon.
Well,
nice,
sir.
Bright, sunshiny day here in the South.
Well, it's overcast where I am and about 30 degrees. Well, sir, we'll just assume you're at an undisclosed location for the time being, if you're comfortable with that. And we're looking forward to whatever updates you got for us, Steve.
Well, are you guys aware that there is a 6.4 earthquake in Croatia, Serbia this morning?
Negative. I'm not.
Yes, they had a powerful one. They show even in the Parliament building, everybody was running for cover. So I wouldn't want to be in a 6.4. I've been in a 4.6, but not a 6.4. But But anyway, that being beside the point, I was listening this morning just to kind of hear everything that's going on. And, John, I concur with you 100%. You know, it's good to show support, but you got to be careful about what the setup may be, especially with the left. You never know when they just decide we're going to make sure we do something to incite some kind of violence and cause more problems. And but at any rate, the one thing, John, that you and I had spoke about, and I can't go too deeply into this, but there's still a slight chance Biden will become president, but that margin is narrowing drastically, but the timeline from what was being released by other people like Mike Adams, what's his website, Leon? Mike or
naturalnews.com.
Natural News, yes. Right. I was listening because I knew that some of the information I'm privy to is public in a roundabout way. It's not exactly accurate, but it's close to being accurate. And I know Mike had mentioned that around the 6th there's going to be a lot of arrests going to be made, things like that. That's not actually the case, but there is going to be one major one going to be made. We'll just say it like that. And that is, so if this is where the cliffhanger comes in, you have to know that the federal judge will sign the warrant when the time is actually needed. But the timing that's being discussed is what's off. And that's the part we cannot disclose, but it has a lot to do with making sure that power doesn't accidentally change hands, things are not postponed, things like that. So, and there again, like I said, if making sure that you're not going to have a snag with a federal judge to drag his feet and decides not to do it or delays it or something of that effect there. But, and there are, that was a major, but none of them that I'm aware of will be dealing with that. So that's about as much as I can actually say. To wait and see what happens as far as time frame. But when I would say this, when the 6th comes and goes, don't be discouraged. If this is what, you know, because I know many Americans would rather not see Biden make it into office. I certainly don't want to see him in because the fact that we just run to communism that much faster.
Right, right. Well, Mike Adams convinced President Biden, if he became president, would be signing the surrender paper to the China pretty quick, if he hasn't already. What an absolute disaster this man would be in the office of the president. Chances are Nancy Pelosi would see him removed rather quickly, so they would have somebody that was actually sane and rational in there as opposed to Joe Biden. But it would be a disaster, wouldn't it, Steve? Hello, Steve. Did we lose Steve?
One thing I saw about Biden, he did a minute-long tirade of saying, you know, we haven't had access to the military transition protocols. And when I thought about that, it's like, okay, if he has the Chinese all over the place, they would be able to, you know, be able to pinpoint.
Well, I'll address that when we come back from the break here, because I got some information on that that you'll be interested in, Leon. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Before the day is over, we expect to have Sidney Powell's 270-page report published at my website at thelibertyman.com under U.S. protests, riots, communist insurrection. Very important document that I hope you'll take the time to read it. Also at my website, if you're thinking about health, people do that this time of year. I have something that will help. So if you've got arthritis, pain, joint pain, back pain, that's called the energy cleaner. That's right. You have issues with sleep? I sleep as good as a small child or a teenager every night. You can also if you've got an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal. PayPal is great because you don't give up your credit card information when you use PayPal. It is the most secure way to make any payment online. And of course, we take MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there also. And of course, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John, Leon, and Steve. Hi. But hearing you talk about this upcoming rally and just some obvious notions popping to mind here, it is December, going to have to guard against hypothermia and a big group like that, dehydration. So if you have a backpack, they you can get small bottles of water, like 8 or 10-ounce bottles of water by the case. If you can carry like 10 or 20 of these smaller bottles of water with you, such that you would be able to hand them out to, you know, if someone around you is having a ferocious headache or just feeling kind of peaked or bad, you know, if you're the one who can hand them a bottle of water and beat back that dehydration that's giving them the headache, that could be, you know, that could be a very big thing. And also, this isn't the kind of event where someone is scheduled to bring in lavatory trailers or, you know, Johnny on the spot, you know, outhouse type things. So, you know, the people are going to have to be mindful of where they're going to find a restroom if they need one, that sort of thing. So fluids in, fluids out, staying warm, you know, the old merino wool socks, layered dressing, dress and all that sort of thing. And in terms of communication, the cell phone networks are possibly likely to be overloaded, actually, in a situation like that. So even if people have cell phones, they might have trouble making calls, and that might be a case where the FRS walkie-talkies, the longer-distance multi-channel family radio service walkie-talkies, might come in very handy for communicating within your own group.
All right. Well, the main thing is for that group to stay together. Some good thoughts there, Glenn. Anything else?
Those who know how to use them, like if carry some first aid materials, you know, in the event that people do get injured or anything goes awry. But so just that's the stuff that really jumps out at me. You know, I say is that I hope and pray that we do have some avenue of recourse here, and that something good happens, and that Mr. Pence manages to rise to the occasion in terms of courage. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. Well, Steve, you were giving us some updates when the break came up. Let's continue where you left off, sir.
Where did I get seeming to get bad choppy at?
It was choppy off and on the last 60 seconds or so.
Okay, all right. So, at any rate, I want to add real quick one thing before we go back to that, because listening to some of these thoughts that are being expressed, one thing that was shared with me the other day, John, from a Pentagon insider, was that we're going to see some extreme temperatures this year as far as coldness, is even dropping further into the south. And I know, John, as you represent EMP Shield to help people not be stranded, one thing, if people have not made that decision already that they should consider as well, is making sure in their vehicles they carry blankets, in the event for any reason. I mean, you could run out of gas, stall, anything could happen to your vehicle as well. But think about those extreme temperatures because, as you know, John, so many people end up perishing just because they don't have the ability to stay warm in a vehicle that does get stranded, whether it be an ice storm, whatever, just very cold temperatures. So, but going back to the situation that's going on, you know, as far as D.C., things are going to be a little bit, you know, if everything's going to make it to where Trump stays in power, it won't happen what we're seeing being reported. And as far as I know as well, we won't see the large amount of roundups that people are thinking. Now, keep in mind, Biden knows this information. He was offered a way out. And he was offered a way out because they know that there was a fraud in the election. And that, yes, the Dominion machines can be proven to be part of that fraud. That he could easily concede and say that, you know, he found out that the evidence is true, the evidence is real, but he was unaware of it. And that they offered him that ability to be able to back out great, but he refused. He is convinced that he can overcome the evidence. But the thing is he's not going to overcome the evidence.
Right.
It's both financial records, and he's linked directly. It's not just his son. He's linked directly, and as child trafficking. So we'll kind of leave that part there and see which direction you'd like to go from here. I had a very interesting 2.5 hours a couple of days ago.
Well, what can you tell us about that 2.5 hours?
One of the things that we've been getting a lot into lately has been since the disclosure with the former Israeli head of their space program, Chaim Ished of Israel, who's also a professor at University of Tel Aviv, or he's retired now. Once he disclosed to the other newspaper there in Israel that both the United States and Israel have been working with extraterrestrials, we've gone a lot further down that road. Now, there was nothing that Chaim had released that I was not already aware of, but we've been discussing more about that threat that we are facing and the different types of entities that are present and what we're going to be facing in the not-so-distant future. So I've actually learned more than what I knew originally, because now more disclosure is coming from that information. The biggest problem we're facing right now is going to be the Draconians, which are a reptilian type of extraterrestrial that are not benevolent whatsoever. And they're the ones that have really caused a lot of the wars that we see going on across the Middle East. And they've influenced that. They've influenced a lot of people in power. This is the group that I want to make sure I clarify this. The Israeli elite work with this particular entities. Very, very evil. And I think there's a reason behind that, and I say the Israeli elite because you've got the majority of the Israeli people are not interested in destroying the entire planet or the entire Middle East for whatever their gain might be, but the power that the Draconians exercise over those people that want the power, they're wanting to pull off their agenda is enormous. So we're on the verge, as I've been told, that in around the year 2025-ish, this is when the world is going to know just how much they are influencing what's going on. That we will have already been at global war. The situation will become very dire. And, of course, they will try to come in as if they're going to help us now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Steve, let's take this caller here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, Steve, John, Leon. The reason why I'm calling, Shepherd and Bellows came out with a very good documentary that has a lot of evidence about that this whole COVID-19 thing has pretty much kind of been like a cover-up for what's really going on. I mean, these trauma doctors and stuff, they mostly treat impact wounds and stuff. Yeah, they went ahead and they called up all these doctors, thousands of them. Yeah, they mainly deal with impact wounds. Now, he also uncovered that the police were working with Antifa in this one city where they went to investigate. The documentary is called Shackled to Silence. Now, I sent it on to you and Steve. There's a great deal of information. I also have from another source that the transition team in the White House has pretty much been instructed to ignore the transition procedures. I do believe that Trump might be remaining in office. I just wanted to get that out there. I'm hoping that you will encourage the listeners to watch this documentary because it exposes a great deal. And I thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Any response there, Steve?
Well, I can probably concur just from what I do know that I can see why that they're going to stand down on the transition because of the fact that they're very confident that it's not going to change hands. And as far as that goes, and as far as the issue of COVID, you know, we have 87,000 doctors now that have come together and have come against what's going on with this. So we know that this is part of the plan. Israel, too, by the way, has already started their third lockdown. And just as a reminder, we've shared it already before, but reminder for those that may not have heard this before, the people in the intel community in Israel said that each time they've done the lockdown, it's because they feel that they're getting ready to do the war with Iran. And I do know that Israel has moved a lot of assets in place, including submarines near the Persian Gulf. They are traversing the waters quite regularly. We've also moved our own subs into the region there. And the buildup for war is extremely high. And I've actually have a couple of different inside sources in Israel that say that this is inevitable, this war with Iran is coming. So this is why Israel does the lockdown as it was told to me from one friend in the Mossad there, that they want to make sure that the people are not moving about. They feel like they can keep the people better protected, so they're using COVID as an excuse to be able to slow that movement down. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. But, yes.
I want to interject something else. This whole cover-up that COVID-19 is coming up is not just the fact of us possibly going to war. It has everything to do with the asteroid debris cloud that's coming.
Well, I can agree with that as well.
Please watch that documentary.
Yes. In fact, speaking of the debris, I don't know, John, if you guys are aware either, but we're getting more and more debris. Like West Virginia had a huge debris coming down over there. I think it was 2 days ago. We just covered, I think, last night. I mentioned it in one of the broadcasts I did there, just showed the video on it. And it's, you know, the point is we're seeing more debris, more meteorites, more things coming down, and as I was told by actually I had a little conversation not too long ago with the president's advisor, who also confirmed this to me, and he said it's happening more frequent, it's just not being reported. He said most of the debris that comes down is hitting the oceans because we have more ocean than we have land, and he said right now everything is still small, and so he said it's not having any significant impact on the earth, but you know, he said eventually it will, and it'll become more and more commonplace to where people will begin to realize that, yeah, something is not quite right. So far, they've covered up all the debris with different meteorite showers that are happening and things like that with other
you know, celestial things that occur every so many years anyway. So they've been able to kind of brush that off. But if you look at the near-Earth objects and the increased numbers of those objects coming in, it is astronomically higher than it's ever been. And I keep re-looking at the figures on that, and we're like more than double the number of near-Earth objects just this year since last year.
Okay. Anything else, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I also tend to think that this is why they're probably just about ready to disclose about the extraterrestrials and them working with our government and whatnot. I think they're going to be somewhat forced to let it be known, because it's probably going to be part of their mitigation plan for what's coming in. People are going to see, they're going to know that there's been stuff going on and stuff that's been hidden.
Right, right.
COVID has a lot to do with that, John.
Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 29th of December. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. I just checked their website. It's not on my links page yet, but I'm going to see if we can get that on there today. Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum.com. All right. Steve, let's continue, sir.
Yeah, the COVID vaccine, I had put in a request trying to find out, especially after Chaim Ished, the Israeli scientist, said that they were conducting experiments for these extraterrestrials that they work with. So I'd asked, and maybe we've mentioned this already here, John, I don't know, but was the COVID vaccine, is that one of those tests? Now, that question directly was kind of dodged, but indirectly, I was given the information that the vaccines that the military has used back in the 90s was part of an experiment that they wanted done by the different governments that were involved in that. And it was to see how they would respond to viruses that these extraterrestrials carry. They said that it was an experiment. And then they also conducted secret experiments on the homeless, and they did not anticipate any of the homeless would survive those experiments of the vaccines they were doing. Yes. So with that in mind, I kind of coupled that together with the information, because I was told as far as the more recent, the COVID vaccine, they did not have direct knowledge as whether or not that was part of their experimentation. So it wasn't a denial, but it wasn't an admission. But from the information from Israeli intelligence, it's been shared with me going back at least a year and a half ago, and I made it public already, that there was company that they were working with that were trying to merge the AI with the human genome, and they were looking for specific bloodlines to be able to do that. And we know that Israel also had been working on this COVID vaccine.
Hold that thought. We'll get back to the vaccines after the break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.